A Life of Jesus by Brother Melva Perkis. Book 4, Chapter 11, The Law of Love. Having delineated the salient features of the true disciple, Jesus used three striking metaphors to show the 12 the great responsibility that they had incurred in following him. Ye are the salt of the earth. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set upon a hill cannot be hid. Salt gives savour to food, and far more important, it saves it from corruption. Such is the vocation of the disciple, but only of the disciple whose character has been set forth in the Beatitudes. It will be the example of the preacher, which will give authority to his message. A call to regeneration without the transformation of the prophet is worse than valueless. Disciples whose words have lost the support of their conduct will never save men from corruption. They will only bring shame upon him who appointed them. Their power for harm is as great as their power for good. But mingling with the world and saving it from corruption, they must also live above it. They are as lights, shining on high, spreading radiance far and wide. As a lamp illuminates the blackness, so they must seek out the dark environment where the gospel of love can be preached and the works of compassion undertaken. In the midst of evil, men must feel the contrast of their goodness. The emphasis in these metaphors remains where it has been in the Beatitudes. Not on what the disciples do, but on what they are. Salt that is good inevitably exerts a wholesome and saving influence. Light, which is not obscured, cannot do anything but illumine the darkness. So, disciples who show the qualities Jesus has described cannot fail to be worthy of him that sent them. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. It may be welcomed as a haven of rest by the weary traveller. It may be avoided as a den of vice. But it cannot be hid. A man who claims discipleship cannot be ignored. His profession has elevated him, and he stands exposed to the public gaze, for good or ill. In all ages, men will assess Christ not so much by his precepts as by the lives of men and women they see and know, who profess to be his disciples. This is as it should be. Jesus told the 12 that this many-sided character, which would develop under his care, was not to be a cloistered virtue. They were men with a work to do. That work was the salvation of men and the glory of God. It would only be accomplished when they let their light shine, that men,